This morning we conclude our reading of the prophet Isaiah. What a blessing it's been to read together through this great prophet. We're in the final chapter, verses 15 to 24. Now, I've said all along that the structure of Isaiah is helpful to know. The first 39 chapters, he's dealing with his own generation. He's forth telling exactly what's going on. But then in 40 to 55, he's looking to the generation that is languishing in the Babylonian exile. That's going to come soon after. But then starting at 56 to 66, he's looking into the new covenant age. It's directly into our age. And in this final chapter, he goes to the end of the age for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the final judgment, and the eternal glory that will come in the end. This is going to be very relevant in God's providence as we are preaching this morning from 2 Peter 3. Because Peter's going to point out that the prophets actually predicted these matters that were being contested in his time. The second coming of Christ is right here. Behold, the Lord will come. That's the second coming of Christ. He will come in fire, chariots like a whirlwind. He will come to judge the wicked with eternal destruction. Now, he's going to use language here. That's what Isaiah does, about the future in the forms of his own time. So he talks about people who eat pig's flesh and they're an abomination. It's the Old Testament way of saying they're unclean. It's total depravity. Those who are filthy before the Lord in their sinful nature, it's going to be a judgment. But then he also says something we didn't need to know, that in the meantime, all through history, while it's racing toward this end, there's an agenda going on, and it's the saving work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the spread of the gospel. And he talks about the gospel going out to Tarshish, Pool, and Lude, and Javan. By the way, if you're European, that's you. And the gospel going in and a gathering in of people to perform the task formerly done by the priests of Israel, giving praise to the Lord in the new heavens and new earth. There will be the rebirth of the cosmos is how Jesus put it. And there will be a new heavens and new earth, a new order of eternal praise and eternal blessing. This is the future with which he ends. But then there's the sobriety. The final verse is so remarkable of the prophet Isaiah. He actually pictures the redeemed in the age of glory to come, looking out, as it were, from the porch of the eternal glory, and they're looking upon the eternal torments of hell. And it says, "Their worm shall not die." Jesus quotes this. "Their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh." You know what he's saying is that God is glorified in both salvation and judgment. That's the whole of God. His grace is glorified in the forgiveness and the salvation of sinners like you and me, but his holiness and power are glorified eternally in eternal punishment of the wicked. Oh, what's the conclusion? Believe on the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved. You'll be saved into an eternal glory, but you'll be saved from eternal judgment. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, verse 15 of Isaiah 66. "For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger in fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will the Lord enter into judgment, and by his sword with all flesh. And those slain by the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following one in the midst, eating pig's flesh and the abomination and mice, shall come to an end together, declares the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pool, and Lud, who draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands far away, that have not heard my fame or seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the nations. And they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters and on mules and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. from new moon to new moon, from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. And they shall go out and look on the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me. For their worm shall not die, their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.